Good morning, everyone. Well, we've come to the end, which, of course, if it was a true visitation of God, it's really just the beginning, isn't it? And I just thank God. I'm so grateful that He honored us by coming, because we know that He's just come in an unusual way to refresh us and to speak to us. And when He shows up, it's a lifelong impact, and I thank God for that. I would ask you if you would just quickly, I just have a closing thought in Proverbs 22, if you could turn there with me. When I was in a conference in England a couple of years ago, the last session of that women's conference, a three-day conference, was the organizers stood up and they said, you know, it was sort of their turn to bring something, and they stood up and said, all right, let's now review everything that was said this weekend. And their message was to reiterate what the Lord's message had been all weekend. And it was a revelation to me that when we just rehear it, kind of, and put it sort of summarized into our own words, how we can hang on to it so much better. And that got me to thinking about hearing. I think there's several kinds of hearing. And there's a hearing for the moment, which that kind of hearing is what we're used to, and where we take it all in and we are hearing but what's being said, and we can discuss it and give it back afterwards. And you know, it's that kind of normal hearing. And then there's a hearing that is to understand for a lifetime, and that kind of hearing, whereas what we hear actually becomes part of us. So it's not just the transitory thing, but it's actually hearing in the inner man that it becomes part of us. And that's what this proverb is saying, Proverbs 22, 17 and 18. And this is my thought for you this morning, a closing thought. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. What an awesome thought that these scriptures contain, and a closing thought for all of us to think of. When it says bow down thine ear in verse 17, that, you know, if someone bows down, if they move in to hear what you have to say, they are intently listening. You've got all their heart for that moment. You've got them. That kind of listening. And then it says, when you intently listen and hear, it says, the words of the wise, and apply thine heart. So it's hearing with an intent to obey. Hearing with an intent to do it. And apply your heart to the knowledge of what it is that you're hearing. And it says, because it is a pleasant thing to keep it within thee. And the Lord says, I want to send you out blessed. And I want this experience all your days to be a pleasant thing. I want this remembrance and this conference to be a pleasant thing, because what I have said to you, you have kept it within you. It didn't just all drain out. It just wasn't enjoyed for the weekend, but then laid down or to the side. Because when the Lord visits us this way with His peace and with a living word, that's what we want to do, is we want to keep it within us. And the scripture says it's a pleasant thing if we will do that. And that, you know, that means that you and I have to listen that kind of way to keep it, or we won't keep it. We won't even remember it. It will be like life-changing thought that just goes through our fingers. It's sort of like a bucket with no bottom, and you keep pouring water in. But when you lift up the bucket, you have nothing to show for it. And we don't want to listen as buckets with no bottoms. Lord knows I have bottom enough. If you feel the Lord has spoken to you this weekend, Keep it within you. Keep it within you. That's intentional on our part. And sometimes, you know, we have to stretch our mind. That's what Dorothy was saying. Sometimes we have to learn to discipline our mind. Because at the end of the day, it really does matter if we discipline our mind or not. It really does. You know why? Because the scripture says, because if you keep it within you, what's going to be the result? With all, it shall be fitted in thy lips. You see, that means because the end result is our speech will be wise. Our speech will have impact. We can have fellowship and fun, but at the end of the day, when it, what's, there's that beautiful Robin Marx song, is it? When it's all been said and done, it's only what's done for Christ will matter. And we will never regret anything we've done for him. We will never regret it. And so it's, Lord, I thank you that if I keep what you're speaking to me within, it's going to have a fruit in my life. In other words, my words will have weight. My words will have wisdom. And what lit me up, I will have power to have words to give to others if I keep it within me. Have you ever had an experience and you just don't seem to have the words, or something's really important to you and you're trailing around following people, trying to get their attention to tell them what has really impacted you, and you don't seem to have the words, and if you did have the words, you don't seem to have the impact. And this scripture is promising us a very different result, that when God speaks to us, whether in a conference or wherever he speaks to you, in your quiet time, alone time, he says, now, strive in that sense, Lord, I want to keep what you're saying within me, that it find a place in me, that it change me, it enlarges me, it gives me a greater capacity to think, to understand, a greater capacity to have the Holy Spirit fill us, and our speech will begin to show the transformation that's happening within us. And the impact that our lives are to have will be there and growing. You know, my sister's ministry for you and I, ministry for the most time, is the unofficial, untabulated little loving kindnesses of life. That, for the most part, is our ministry. It's ordinary, everyday sort of things, but may I assure you that Jesus has a long and loving memory. Our ministry, most times, is not the big work. That doesn't make it less, does it? I'll tell you something. Those ordinary, everyday, unofficial, untabulated loving kindnesses that God asks us to be with each other is as hard as the big stuff. It has just as much impact and character changing in many, many times. I found them to be just as hard. But then his words stored in my heart become the meat and drink to make this journey of living in love and living in peace a huge difference. If I'm called ultimately to live that way, in that kind of attitude of mine, in that kind of ministry, if I don't have Christ's words stored in me, where do I get the power to go through that long terrain of just kind of, you know, it's not the exciting life. Sometimes it's that boring, mundane day in, day out. But Christ says, I'll make something exciting because you'll be drawing of my life. I will speak to you. I have a long, loving memory, and I'll be with you in that day in, day out things where I want to make a difference in you and through you. And then as we begin to keep what he has spoken to us, keep it. Keep it. You know, I have one very clear thought this morning as I was thinking about this message. And I believe there is one truth intended for you this weekend. I believe actually there are many, but there is one truth you are supposed to go home with. There was something, the Holy Spirit, that Jesus wanted to say to you, a truth that got deposited in your spirit, that is for you, that you must not let go of. It is his gift to you. It is his word, his transformative word to you. And some of you got more than one. If we are not babes in Christ, we are able to take more than one truth. I mean, receive it and keep it within us. Some areas of our life, we can only seem to take it one truth at a time. But that's all right. It just takes one stone to take down Goliath. It just takes one truth to do its work. And I pray that this weekend God has enlarged our capacity to hear from him and then keep what we hear. And that it will be pleasantness to us. It will be pleasantness to us. And when we can keep it, and our speech will change. You know, it's not a rebuke when I say that sometimes we can just keep one truth. In areas where we struggle, sometimes it's better just to have one that we return to till the breakthrough comes. It's not a put down for me or a put down for you. It's just how it is sometimes. And let's live where the Holy Spirit has us living, you know, with a full recognition of who we are and the change that's needed. Because when we recognize that and we call on his power, change comes. That's where it really happens. And so, you know, this truth that the Lord has brought to your heart this weekend, keep it within you. Keep it within you. Keep it within you. If you are a journaler, write it down. However it is that you can keep it within you. Re-listen to the tapes. And the thing is, as we meditate on it, you know, to hear with the intent to obey and start to meditate on it, we will begin to see that what the Lord has spoken to us, we begin to repeat. But not just a rote kind of repetition, but the kind of speaking and sharing that lights someone else up. That gets their full attention, that imparts the life that it brought to us, if we will keep what he's saying to us. Hallelujah. And the scripture says, it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, and they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. This truth will be fitted in our lips. It'll look, have you ever had something fitted, you know, whether it's a dress or finally a cupboard door that closes and opens properly. Something that's fitted and works really well. And when it's fitted into our lips, these truths work really well because our life backs it up. Just like when clothes fit really well, they look so much. They have impact. That's a great look because it fits so well. And this speech, what God has imparted and we keep, fits us because it's changed us first. It's changed us first. And we've let it have entrance. And it brings light. And it's able to challenge the darkness and break it up. And so I'm just so thankful to Jesus that when we gather in his name and he shows up and he gives us the great privilege of speaking, we hear him with the intent to obey, the intent to keep it within us, and the intent that there will be a fruit in our lives that fits us for that kind of ministry. That, as I said, those unofficial, untabulated, everyday little loving kindnesses that we are asked in his name to do. It's been a wonderful, wonderful conference. And we are leaving. We have to leave. We have to kind of just leave this meeting and sort of slip out. But when I think back on this weekend, lots comes to mind. One of them is just kind of reconnecting with you all and just seeing you, even if I only see you from afar and see your faces. It's a wonderful thing to me to see you. And one of the highlights was those that were in the painting class yesterday. It was a moment, wasn't it? When all of a sudden, We just started singing It Is Well With My Soul. Yeah, painting away, singing. You know, one of the talk about a pleasant moment. Talk about a pleasant thing and a pleasant memory. And we were just painting away and burst out into this song. What talented people we are. This wonderful choir painting our masterpieces. And calling forth the talent in us we never thought we had. It's been a great weekend. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, I thank you now for what you've done. And it truly is the beginning, not the end. Lord, we can honestly say it has been good to be in the house of the Lord this weekend. And Lord, you have spoken to us in 1,000 little ways, in worship, in just things shared from our sisters, when you've used us to share, when we've had a quiet time and a quiet moment with you, when we've looked up in the sky, saw how vast you were, and amazed that you knew our name. Lord, just 1,000 different ways you have come. And now we ask, Lord, for power to keep what you've said, to keep it within us. And I just thank you, Lord, you will be so faithful to do that. And the strength of this word, Lord, we will go a supernatural 40 days. Not just 40 literal days, but that time span, Lord, of a season in you. You've made a deposit, Lord. It's been a pleasant thing. And Lord, our lips will be fitted better to praise you and to pray and to speak of you. And I ask you now, Holy Spirit, to seal the work. Lord, I pray for every woman, even this morning, for many reasons, struggling with something, Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you come, Comforter, Holy Spirit. And even at this moment, let no one leave, Lord, without hope. Let no one leave without comfort. Let no one leave, Lord, without that deposit of you speaking in their spirit and something that's been eternal in lifetime. Lord, this has been a rich experience, and we are so grateful, and we'll honor you, Lord, by keeping it within us. Lord, I just ask you to bless Dorothy in a special way for organizing this. And bless her, Lord, and let there be much fruit in her life, in her ministry. Let this place continue to flourish, O God. Let many find you in this place. Strengthen her to lead children, Lord, and to impart to another generation the absolute joy and privilege of serving you from an early age. Lord, I pray for every other woman here who represents a ministry, who she herself is in ministry or is being called to ministry. I pray for her, Lord, that, Lord, you would have so richly spoken this weekend, and that, Lord, it be such strength to her, that you have enlarged her capacity, Lord, to love you and to move in the power of the Spirit and your word together. I pray, Lord, for those among us, Lord, that have that lovely white hair. And I pray, O God, that for these women, I pray, Lord, that just a secret joy spring up in them. And that, Lord, this, their glorious years where wisdom and kindness can so richly dwell, I pray, O God, that you release them into the greatest and most fulfilling part of their lives ever, and that they would be among us such wonderful examples of loving you, Jesus, and have that word in season that's kind and wise and able to find the center of people. I pray, Lord, for those that are young in their faith, and I pray, Lord, that you this weekend have just excited them and lit them up, have encouraged them to go deeper and sweeter in you, because it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Well, I just thank you for every woman and everyone who has attended this conference, Lord. I thank you. You have brought them. You have brought them to speak to them, and you have. And so we receive it all, and we can honestly say, taste and see, the Lord is good. And we have swallowed every word, oh God. We honor you by swallowing and chewing and eating, that you may expect a harvest from us. Lord, till we meet again, however we meet again, let your face shine upon us. Let your spirit and your word dwell richly within us. And keep us, Lord, loving each other and loving us to the end. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.